One more item. Here's something a lot of us have in common. Broken appliances. Broken air conditioner. Broken down heating system. Broken down washer dryer. Broken down refrigerator. And if you're a homeowner, you know just how expensive it is to get one of those things fixed, let alone what happens if more than one appliance breaks down at the same time. Well, if you're a homeowner, you can get all of your appliances on a warranty plan that guarantees protection for all of your home appliances in case they break down. And best of all, it will only cost you about $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club at 800-264-3168, 800-264-3168. The call is free, and if you're one of the first 25 callers, your first month membership in the Home Service Club will also be free. Home Service Club, warranty plan, guarantees protection for all of your appliances for less than $1 a day. 800-264-3168, 800-264-3168.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance, or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-826-5884. 800-826-5884. 800-826-5884. That's 800-826-5884.
Hi, this is Lindsay Wagner. You are listening to TV Confidential.
At Robertson Law Firm, guest Gigi Garner, Gigi Garner, daughter of James Garner. Gigi runs the James Garner Animal Rescue Fund, ggarf.org, a nonprofit organization dedicated to raising funds to help animal rescue organizations, shelters, individuals, fosters, and veterans with emergencies, evacuations, medical care, adoptions, training, pet supplies, and other pressing needs. You can learn more about the James Garner Animal Rescue Fund at ggarf.org, ggarf.org. We're talking to Gigi about some of Jim's most famous movie roles, including Grand Prix. I'm not a car guy, but my favorite chapter of your dad's book, The Garner Files, is his chapter on racing, because it gave me and it gives all of his readers some insight into what makes him tick. It's one of the few times he kind of lets his guard down and gives you a window into who he was as a person.
That's right. Well, that's interesting. That book is a lot about who he was as a person. I mean, people think he's that jovial guy, you know, that Jimbo guy, everything. But my dad was extremely complex in a lot of ways. And I think that that book also, it gives a good rounded idea of who he was as a person. That's why I wanted to do the Facebook, the official James Garner Facebook thing, is so I could give his fans a window into who he was as a person, as a father, and not just some cartoon character on TV. You know what I mean?
I know exactly. I know exactly what you mean. Gigi Garner runs the official James Garner Facebook page, where she shares personal photos of her dad on and off set, and also gives Garner fans and Garner followers all over the world a glimpse into who Jim was as a person. Facebook.com/official James Garner. Gigi also runs the James Garner Animal Rescue Fund, JGARF, one way for Garner fans to honor Jim's memory and extend his legacy. To learn more about JGARF, go to ggarf.org, ggarf.org. A couple more questions if I can.
Absolutely.
Okay. We mentioned in our open that once upon a time, you were a private investigator. What led you to become a private investigator?
Stupidity. It's not quite as glamorous as it appears on TV. I can guarantee that. My dad was miserable. He hated every second of it. thought it might be a fun thing to do, and I was wrong. I put myself in positions that I should not have been in.
Yeah.
And I went undercover, and I was dealing with like a lot of like dangerous folks, and it just, I didn't do it for a very long time because I just didn't feel like I was properly equipped and trained. I mean, I was trained,
yeah,
but I just felt it was too dangerous to really actually do it, to continue doing it for what I was doing. So I did it for a short amount of time, and my dad was really upset about it, and he ended up like talking to my supervisors and, you know, threatening them, and you know, it was terrible. Like, don't let anything happen to her, you know, blah blah blah. So I did try it, but really, it's just not all it's cracked up to be.
Well, look, that's half the battle, Gigi. I mean, you know, a lot of people, they say, I think I want to write a song, or I think I want to write a book, and they talk about it, and they talk about it, and they never do it, you know. And you've worn many different hats, but you at least pursued them, and you may have decided, okay, this isn't for me, but at least you pursued it.
Right. I was a staff writer at a record company in mm-hmm. Nashville for mm-hmm. many years, mm-hmm. and I wrote 3 number one Christian songs, and I also wrote a couple of books. I think I'm jack of all trades, master of none. I kind of just do something and reach a modicum of success, and then I move on to the next thing. But you're right. The one constant is the animal rescue. I've always been a rescuer, and I always will be, and it's my passion.
I understand your book, The Cop Cookbook, may be coming back into circulation. Is that true? And when might we see it again?
It may. I don't know. We're talking about it right now. We'll see. But I mean, it was a great, fun book. What I did was, it's kind of like the Cop Cookbook is recipes that I was able to get from real cops
mm-hmm.
and cops from TV and detectives and PIs. Like, you know, I got a recipe from Jack Webb. I got, you know, recipes from Sinatra, from, you know, all kinds of people who played cops in TV and movies. And
including your dad.
Trivia book.
Yeah, your dad also, he contributed a recipe for stuffing.
You know what? I put several of our family recipes in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a copy of the original edition of the Cop Cookbook. It's a fun book. I hope you re-release it.
Well, thank you so much. We may. I mean, I don't think it's really politically feasible. I don't know how politically correct it is at the moment, but we'll find out.
Well, politics aside, and you have a point there, it's recipes for food. Everyone, look, especially right now, while much of us are still hunkered down, we're looking for, there are only so many ways you can make rice and beans. So we're all looking for different ways to make stuff.
Well, there's some great recipes in there, I'll tell you that much for sure. Right now, all there is to do is cook and eat. That's about it.
That is true.
When you're stuck at home.
That is true. Before I forget, how are your animals holding up right now?
Oh, they're doing great. I mean, considering, you know, I haven't gone anywhere like in months,
yeah.
But they're sick of looking at me, but that's okay. I live in an area, unfortunately, that is in a real bad area with, you know, the protests and looting mm-hmm. and arson and things like that. So, you know, firecrackers every night, da-da-da. It's not been ideal for animals. But I will say, during the pandemic, animals have really, really suffered. People cannot afford to feed them. They cannot afford their medical care. And they are dumping their animals, unfortunately, all over the place. And so it's really, really been a serious issue. I've ended up, you know, helping people with food and, you know, with shelter and hooking them up with, you know, other organizations who could help them. And it's been a really hard time for animals. My animals are the most spoiled animals in the world. But they were rescued, and they were in really bad shape. Rocky was is a pickle mix, and he was found wandering around in San Bernardino with his teeth kicked out and his rib broken, his tail broken in three places. And he was a mess. And now he's king of his castle. Same thing with Angel. She was abandoned for 9 months. And they're both doing really, really well. But it's my animals. I'm worried about everyone else's animals. And that's why I do what I do. I do my very best to step in and try to help wherever I can. I mostly do my networking on Twitter, which I wanted to mention, which is at MavroxGirl on Twitter.
Okay, at MavroxGirl Twitter.
MavroxGirl. It's Gigi and James Garner on Twitter, but it's at MavroxGirl.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Okay, you can follow Gigi and learn more about JG Arf on Twitter at MavroxGirl on Twitter at MavroxGirl on Twitter. And of course, the James Garner, official James Garner Facebook page, facebook.com/ official James Garner. Anything else about the James Garner Rescue Animal Rescue Fund, Gigi, that you want our listeners to know about that I have not already asked you?
Not really. I mean, I think it's been said, you know, I feel like people have been given the responsibility to take care of animals.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, animals just do nothing but bring unconditional love. And I feel like it's our duty as human beings to take care of them because they are defenseless and they are voiceless. And I really believe there is no excuse for animal abuse. And if you see any animal abuse, please speak out. Please say something. Please do something. Please call someone. Because right now, I realize times are hard, but there's never any excuse for animal abuse.
The James Garner Animal Rescue Fund is one way that James Garner fans can honor Jim's memory and extend his legacy. To learn more about the efforts of the James Garner Animal Rescue Fund, go to jgarf.org, jgarf.org. As we mentioned early in our conversation, Gigi Garner also wrote a wonderful foreword to my book, 45 Years of the Rockford Files, that gives readers a window into who Jim was as a person. 25% of the proceeds from sales of 45 Years of the Rockford Files will support the efforts of the James Garner Animal Rescue Fund. For more information on 45 Years of the Rockford Files, rockford45.com, rockford45.com. Gigi, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. I look forward to your next visit on our program.
Thank you so much, Ed. And listen, that book is a great tribute to the Rockford Files. I really, really admire and respect all the hard work that you've done. And I heard, a little bird told me, that there are special gifts going out with the people who are buying the books. So if you're buying a book, you're going to get a special surprise, right?
Yes, there's a bonus recording of a conversation with me and Roy Huggins from 1995, in which Roy reads the original his original story for the Rockford Files. You can only get that exclusively through rockford45.com. And as we mentioned, 25% of the sales from 45 Years of the Rockford Files will support the efforts of the James Garner Animal Rescue Fund. ggarf.org, rockford45.com. Gigi Garner, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Ed. I really appreciate it.
Beep, part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.